Moshe Rabbeinu went out and saw the tzaddis of Klal Yisrael. He observed the tzaddis of Klal Yisrael and he put it to his heart. The two stages of interacting with things. First is we see things, and then it affects us internally, or does not affect us internally. It can be for the good or for the bad. It depends where your heart is. If your heart is to look for connection to physical attractions, then you're going to see physical things and you get attracted to them. If your heart is to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so wherever you see, you're going to see with those type of eyes. If it's something that causes me to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I take interest in it. And if it's something that takes me away from that, then I go away from that. So here was Moshe Rabbeinu with Eino V'Liboy. It's really that the Einayim stem from the heart. He had a good heart, a heart that wanted to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares for Klal Yisrael. And the Mela, when he went around and he saw the suffering of Klal Yisrael, he also felt the suffering of Klal Yisrael. He was living in the best possible quarters. He was in the palace of the king. Generally, a person who lives in wealth and plentifulness and good health doesn't even notice the suffering around him. He's not willing to, he doesn't comprehend it before. He's driving this car and sees people on the street. He doesn't realize that maybe they need a ride. I mean, what? Everybody must have a car. Yeah. That's a different type of outlook in life. Moshe Rabbeinu's outlook in life was, as a rabbi, for me everything is great, but part of my being is to connect with those around me. And I'm able to pay attention to what they're going through. Saving more than that, that he was aware of the tzaddik that Klal Yisrael was going through. And he could have contemplated it from where he was, but his doctor went outside to interact with it, so that he should feel it more, should be real, more real for him. It should affect him more. Chaim Rechel is Amalek. By the Mechom of Amalek, Ola Reisha Giva Vizpalo Shemal Yisrael. When there was a war going on, he went to the top of the hill to watch the war, and he davened from there. He could have watched from his home. Sorry, he could have davened from his home without looking at his bechlal. No, the same idea that he wanted to be physically involved in what was going on so that it should make a deeper impression on him. And Kamavan also is a chizik for Klal Yisrael, the fact that they saw him davening. Tefillah, when you know you're being mitzvahal, you get a list of 100 names, it's one type of tefillah. To find out these names of people that close to you, or you have connection with them, or even if you meet them once and they're real people, it's a different impression. So this is important to you, so you. With regard to our interactions with others, the more real we make it, the better off we are. The more the deep our tefillah will be. So you do that, Gedolim, that when they're given names, they want to hear a little bit more about the story. Maybe I know them, maybe I don't know them. So the tefillah should come more me oimer kalev. So this is something very timely. We are all being mitzvahed for many Jews. On the front lines, the back lines. It's a healthy thing to have some type of interaction with it. I'm not telling everyone to go down to Gaza tomorrow, but we all of us sitting here, we don't have somebody in our direct family, the people around us, neighbors. Try to picture it in your mind. Things that are going on. Yeah, you see pictures from your home also. But to make it more realistic, more alive. The fear of the young men that are mamish in constant danger. As we see after one of the sun every day, we lose a few more. Whether it be the families, anybody who has close relatives, especially parents, for a child, the constant pressure that the parents are going through. Good to talk to parents also. good for them to be able to speak it out.
Yeah.
I think that it's already, whatever, however many weeks, 3 months already, since this whole thing started. Some people get worn out after a while, or they get used to it. But a person who has a child doesn't get used to it, doesn't get worn out. That concern, deep concern, is there the whole time, because they feel close to it. The right thing is that every Jew should feel that way. We're all one mishpacha, we're one goof. That's the people, the soldiers in the front line, the hostages. Hopefully some of them are still alive. We don't know, we have no idea. The hostages' families also, the suffering they're going through. People that are displaced, not able to live at home, tens of thousands of people. Yeah. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't have to worry about himself. He wasn't in the royal palace, everything was great. What made him great was this Nekudah. And he made it real. Our goal is not to break our spirits. Our goal is not to make our spirits. So you can say, 1 second, how can I have a strong and good spirit if I really feel the pain and the hardship and the pressure that so many danger that so many Jews are going through? It's not a fear. This is an amazing thing about Klal Yisrael. We are very big. And other rabbis, it's a good feeling that I'm that type of person that cares about other people. It's a fulfilling feeling. So a person could feel happy about the fact that I'm not just like those people that just live their lives just for themselves. I'm much greater than that. That's an uplifting feeling. More than that, the fact that we believe that we can make a difference. We can be responsible, more be kavana, learn Torah. All these things bring life, protect from death. To chasodim, we have the ability to do it. I mentioned the Shabbos, a very, very big chiddush of the Malsho, or Basha, Koch Gimel, and the famous Medrash, it's a Gemara, Targum, that Yaakov Avinu said that he captured Shrem Echod from the Moiri, B'Khabi, B'Kashti. The Gemara says, well, Yaakov Avinu is talking about capturing with his sword and his bow and arrow. Tell him already says, but Tachabi lo yeftach. We don't put our bitochen in our chevet. Kashti lo yishiyeni. Ela, Chabi is our tefillah. And Kashti is our bakosha. That's what the Gemara says. Mashal says that these are two types of tefillah. He doesn't go into what the two types of tefillah are. The tefillah called tefillah and the tefillah called bakosha. And he says that these are two supernatural powers that Klal Yisrael has that counteract the two forces of Esav and Yishmael. Esav is Achab HaTichia, he has a cheret, and Yishmael is Roiva Kashos, he was an archer. His game, the tzakek, what was his game? To shoot arrows at Yitzchak. That was a nice pleasant game. That, to our mazel, he was not so good at it. Yitzchak survived. Or Hashem protected Yitzchak, maybe he was good at it. Those are the two curses of Esav and Yishmael, the physical sword, physical arrow, and we have connected that in two types of tefillah. Tefillah and the bakosha. One of the big talmidim of Revol, the Buyer's Ice Club, is a Sefer and tefillah, and the Akdom to the Sefer and tefillah points out that Rabbi Zachariah talk about this. That the difference between the cheret and the keshet is the cheret is a very powerful weapon. A big piece of metal is very sharp. Anybody get close to you and you wheel it at him, he ends up missing something. But a keshet, the arrow doesn't have much power. The thing that gives the power to the keshet is the one who's holding has to pull back on the bow very tight, and then he has to be very good at aiming it, because it's not face-to-face fighting. The guy who's shooting is hiding behind the wall somewhere, the archer. But he's hiding from where he's hiding, and he's directing it now there. He says that you see that is Yishmael's nature. You see, Mamash, that's what's happening today. They hide somewhere, and they shoot the arrows all around the country, and even the warfare that's going on now, the underground and holes all over the place. It's not face-to-face warfare. It's done with whatever you want to call it, very planned out. Mahalach, not just brute force. So the type of tefillah that we need, Kenegin Yishmael, is also that type of tefillah. A well-planned out tefillah. Tefillah that comes, Me'omei Kaleif. Regular Shemoneh Esrei, you yoytze even if you don't have Kavan. Kavan, the first prophet, and all the Bakoshas afterwards, you're dreaming about your next trip to Switzerland. And at the end you get credit for davening. Unbelievable. Chazal Rachmanis Anas. The Yetzir is such a tefillah. Because he built into the Shemoneh Esrei a lot of kodesh. But a personal tefillah, has some special need. Someone's family is not well. He's panosa. If he does blah, 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 blah. Yes, make a refuah, panosa, shidduch, whatever, like that. Doesn't work. It has to be the oimek aleph. It has to be mesis, nafshe v'kapel. Namish puts his whole kodesh into the tefillah. Then if a person's namish puts his kodesh in the tefillah, it's very powerful. Person by kosher. Says it's tzoka. Person cries out, doesn't have to be a loud tzoka. Tzoka mikiru slivoi, inside he feels, oh, can't. That's a tefillah, shein l'choy d'reik. It's a very powerful tefillah. So, according to the Mashal, that's the type of connected his keshet, which is not just brute force, but it's something that you have to be mechab, and you have to direct it exactly. Connected that, we have the kodesh tefillah. We're going to shoot our spiritual kodesh exactly at the needs. Mamish feel, like we're saying, as much as we can feel, interact to a certain degree. You know, there's different ways of doing it. Somebody who's killed, just make it a real thing for yourself. And then in this palace, there's so many individuals, and there's a big sound and danger. Klal Yisrael is in a very complicated situation right now. And then when the feeler comes, the killer is leaving. Eino, we see what's going on, and then it hits the heart, and then the tefillah that avodah shebelev. If a heart is really feeling it, then the avodah is to turn those feelings, bring them to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, we need your Yeshua. Yeshua, so kivisi Hashem. That's our avodah. One has our gosher at Sportown, and now we see it, that the achas hayomim, the final goal is, Yeshua comes back into the picture. We've been through Esau for quite a few years already. He did a great job of causing us a lot of tzoros. Our Christian counterpart, what do you call him? Someone told him Montreal is very complicated because it has both the Catholics and the Muslims together. That's the tier of the last stage of the Golas. Not in the Foshim. Malbim brings it. Before the Malbim, Majoshim is out there. Yishmuel. So it fits in Dafim very good because when you get to the last round of Golas, you have to get past it. You just can't go with that Swiss feeler. It has to be something from the heart, and that's Yishmael as a koyach to be more of that in us. He does his part with his trickery, with his whatever you call it. It's not only trickery in the warfare; it's trickery in the home halach. They got the whole world convinced that we're the terrible people. I know there's somebody here, he watches over Arab workers. He has a pistol, so that's his job. Yeah, I'm surprised people were asking that he should do this. Anyway, he tells me that these guys, the whole day they're playing around with their phone, and they're getting the propaganda, and they're all convinced that they're just protecting themselves, we have to kill all of them. That's what it is, that's a Milma. Planned out Mahalas to destroy us, but we have a bigger power. Plan that mahalas to keep ourselves going. Yeah. So this is the point in Yisroel Meron L'chaveiros. We were talking about the past weeks, about the concept of paying attention in voidness. So the potential is paying attention in the Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the beautiful world Hashem created. Pay attention to the Torah, the fact that we are an uplifted nation, that we're given the Torah, and for that matter, for everything, all our voidness, pay attention to us. Before we start davening and think, how lucky I am that I'm able to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I always say that the biggest chizuk for us should be when we wake up in the morning and we say, Moida Ani. Moida Ani Lefonecha. Straight to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, talking in my pajamas. How could that be? Any king that would have someone walk into his royal chamber with pajamas would not survive that ordeal. If he's going to the king, except for the family of the king. Prince or the princess. Roll into the king's room in their pajamas. Oh, how you doing, George? George the 12th. Yeah. That's us. Why the fanach in pajamas? Talking directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're coming to be proud of. That's what we're saying. We always have to feel how special we are. That keeps us strong. And one of the things that keeps us strong is when we realize and we feel that Hashem is with us. Hashem is giving everything we have in life. And these situations are also set up by Hashem. But they're set up by Hashem not for us to suffer. They're set up by Hashem to make us greater people. And part of being a greater person is the ability to care for others. The way we get to care for others is we pay attention. It's voidness. And the point he's saying now is not only just abstractly, but actually seeing it. Anything that's no gel, this is the way it goes. It's not enough just to hear, oh, I heard somebody's not doing well. It's a big problem because we're exposed to so much, we get desensitized. It used to be having a little shtetl. One person got sick, everybody said, oy, make a whole thing. Today, there's so much, look at the news or whatever, exposed to such a tremendous amount. Okay, another one. It's not true, it's not another one. Each one is an individual situation that a person is going through. We interact with them. The person in the choyle, if you go physically, can't go physically, cool up. Interact with them. This way, you become part of the situation. It's also a shmir for Klal Yisrael, by the way, because we know that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu works is he takes into account how much tzar this is causing. Tzar for one individual is one thing. It's a tzar for a million people, it's a different thing. The more we feel the tzar for somebody else's Torah, it's protection for all those that Baruch Hashem is still going strong. You heard about it, but it's one type of tefillah. You see the person, mamish, in a very complicated medical situation, the examine was stronger. He says even a great person has to give advice. If he's not really connected to the story, it won't be the same thing. Yeah. And once said a mitzvah to Chazanish, it's not exactly this, but you see how the Chazanish related to things. The person came to me and said, it's a complicated surgery. So Chazanish spoke to him, gave him a chizik, then asked him, let me tell you, before you go into surgery, get me the name of your surgeon. I want to know that he should also be mitzvah. In other words, you see from what he asked is that he didn't just focus on what he saw. He saw the whole picture. This guy is in a complicated situation. He needs surgery. And there's a surgeon behind it. And he wants the surgeon to mitzvah. So he wants to cover the whole, entire picture. Yeah. So we have this week some homework to do. It's a good idea to try that. He was going to take a little time. About somebody else's situation. Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of opportunities, examples of this all around us. And like we said, the goal is not just to be b'tzad. Hashem doesn't want us to be b'tzad. The goal is to feel for one another, and then when we do things, do it in proper fashion. It causes us the next time we dam shmar esrei, the next time we say tefillah, we say more b'kavona, then he gained a tremendous amount, and that's what Hashem wants right now. Hashem wants us not just to get past it, but to feel what's going on, pay attention to what's going on, and use it as a way of being part of the tremendous kriyas, charvi v'kashti of Klal Yisrael, the spiritual, the non-conventional warfare that we have, that's in our hands, to use, protect, and bring us to a tachlis. Shnura tov. So zeicha this week, not to hear any zoros. I don't mean by not listening, but not having it.